The following script was produced as a guideline for helping practices convert more of their inquiries into consultation bookings. In this example, we use Tummy Tuck as the inquired service, but the service itself is interchangeable, and many readers of this will notice similar patterns regardless of the service involved. The script below is to help you identify if the prospect is a good fit for your products or services and how to navigate handling the "how much does it cost" question. Fundamentally, it is ideal if this interaction is played out over a phone conversation, and the script is imagined as such. It is easier to convert someone into a booking when you get to talk to them directly on the phone, as it is too easy to be dismissive and avoid engaging in conversation through typing. But a phone conversation also allows you to better qualify the prospect and address any other objections they may have more easily.
Hello, what's the cost of Tummy Tuck, please?
Hello, Kathy. Thank you for calling our practice. A Tummy Tuck is a complex procedure and a major operation. I just need to understand your needs and ask some questions about your body condition before I can give you an accurate quote. Is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions so I can serve you best?
Sure.
If they say no, I don't have the time, I just need a quick answer, then you could say something like,
"We usually don't provide pricing information without knowing about your needs and expectations first, and we also don't believe that any surgeon who can give you an immediate answer is either correct or informed enough to make that determination. If you don't have the time now, we can schedule a call later. I guarantee that I can give you a great deal of information which you can use to make an informed decision on this major surgery."
If they agree, please book them in for that call, but if they don't want to talk, that means they are not that serious. Just let them go and add them to your email or phone list if possible.
Great. I'm not sure what you know already about a Tummy Tuck surgery, but it can require up to 5 hours in the operating room under general anesthesia, and it's not a simple procedure, but a heavily customized service.
Oh, okay. I've just only started researching.
That's okay. We can help to get you all of the information that you need to make an informed decision.
Thank you.
For example, there are many determining elements to define the exact cost of the procedure, including if you have any children, did you have a C-section, how much excessive skin do you have, any stress, urinary incontinence, or back pain after childbirth. Would any of these apply to you?
Well, I only have one child, and she was delivered naturally. I don't have much excess skin. I just need to remove those last few kilos.
Oh, excellent. That is very helpful. We even have to consider your body's current medical condition. Would you need liposuction first before a Tummy Tuck? Are you privately insured or not? Are you okay with local or general anesthetic? Have you thought about any of these considerations?
I hadn't actually. How would I know all of these answers? I haven't done anything like this before.
Okay. Well, no, that's helpful information. It can be a very confusing process, and those were quite a few questions. Do you have time to talk with me over the phone about it now? I guarantee you will gain a lot of useful information that you will need to make an informed decision and save you hours of research. Does that sound okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, Kathy. Thank you for staying on the call. This is how this call is going to go. I'm going to start off by asking you several questions first to learn about you and to see if you are the right candidate or not for our procedures. If you aren't, I will let you know. I'll allocate some time at the end of the call so you can ask any questions that you still might have. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good. Thank you.
I heard that you are considering a Tummy Tuck procedure, and I would like to hear more about you first.
This is the step to qualify the prospect to see if they are ready for the procedure through the NBAT method, the need, budget, authority, and time. Before we transition into identifying their three I's, the issues, the importance, and impact.
So why are you interested in having a Tummy Tuck?
Now, this is a great question to get the prospect to convince themselves that they want a Tummy Tuck. It also helps you to understand exactly why they want a tummy tuck procedure. Many times you'll learn that they want the procedure to get rid of stubborn fat or skin or to stop being self-conscious about their tummy. This is the needs factor in NBAT. Try to dig further into the physical and emotional reasons why they want to have a tummy tuck. Try to be a great listener. Let them talk more. Only probe with open-ended questions. You must ask questions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. Yes or no questions will allow the prospect to close down a conversation. For example, tell me about that, or how does that feel? This is also an opportunity to identify their first I, which is issues.
I provide an answer.
Great. Thank you for sharing. So, what have you tried to lose your tummy fat? How far are you from your ideal weight?
This is to see if they have tried anything to solve this problem yet. If they have tried a lot of different ways that haven't worked, that could mean that they are ready for this procedure. This also is to determine if they might need liposuction with a tummy tuck or not.
I provide answer.
What is your expectation after having a tummy tuck? What sort of results would you expect in 6 months' time?
Improved abdominal tone and better posture, reduced stress dyes, able to wear a bikini and be confident on the beach again, or physical benefits such as the reduction of stress urinary incontinence. Listen to hear the desired results that they want and reflect on those desires in later steps of your conversation.
I provide answer.
Now, please tell me how important it is for you to have a tummy tuck. On a scale level from 1 to 10, where 1 stands for least important and 10 stands for extremely important, where do you sit?
Now, if they say 8 or lower, then ask them, why is it not so important for them? Do they have any plans to try other solutions by themselves first to see how it goes? We need to dig further to see if they are super serious about this.
Well, it's definitely 10 for me.
Okay, I see that you have a strong need for this. How soon do you want to get this done?
This question is to identify their second I, importance, and their T, time element in the NBAT. If they said, I'm not so sure, maybe after my second child, that means that they're not ready yet. Because they have plans to have another baby, you can advise them accordingly and keep in touch with them via an email list. But if they say, yes, I can't wait to get it done, that means they are ready. Now we need to transition to B factor, which is the budget.
What is your biggest concern about having a tummy tuck? What's holding you back from moving forward to get the results that you mentioned to me earlier?
They can introduce different objections here. Please be prepared to address them, including some common and uncommon ones. For example, if they mention fitting a tummy tuck into their budget, you might ask them about their budget and how much they can afford for a monthly or weekly payment. Understanding their objections will help you overcome the patient's biggest concerns, which will make them more likely to move forward with you. You can probe further with this question. What criteria, other than price, will be used to make your final decision? To see what they say and to try and match your best-selling points to that.
Have you had any other consultations with any other clinics?
If they say yes, then dig further into why they haven't gone ahead with these other clinics.
Yes, I have seen a couple of other surgeons before.
Good to hear. So what was holding you back from going ahead with one of them?
If they mention here any information, that would be a great source for determining objection information, which you can address later on in your conversation with them.
I think mainly pricing, it seemed quite high for what I can afford right now.
Oh, okay. What did they quote you?
Well, it's $11,000.
Oh, okay. Have you got any savings to partially pay for that? Can you please give us a range?
Well, I've got around $3,000 for now.
This is a critical information to see if they even have enough money to pay for the surgery or even a deposit if required. If they don't want to disclose that information, you need to tell them that you need that information to work out a payment plan and affordable weekly payments for them. If they don't even have enough money to pay for their deposit, it may be that they don't have the budget to afford it at this time. But say that the prospect said that you are the first surgeon that they have inquired with, then you can ask them,
well, would you need to talk to several surgeons before deciding, or have you done some homework already?
Most prospects will shop around, and the chance that they still want to talk to several places before going ahead with a procedure is very likely. The goal here is to try to book them in for an initial consultation first, and then get them on board with pricing and other information about the procedure and to address any objections.
Yes, I probably will.
As you know, a tummy tuck is a major surgery and requires some budget. How have you prepared yourself for that?
Here you can let them talk and explore the opportunity to see if they have enough budget for a weekly payment.
I provide an answer.
Are you privately insured?
Not really, no.
Are you aware that if you are not privately insured, this will be completely self-funded? Have you prepared financially for this scenario yet?
If they say yes, and they are insured, or they have some savings but need some additional finances, then you can skip to the financial options discussed below.
Not totally.
This is where you need to ask them if they have any savings to pay for at least the deposit, and if they have any jobs to support an ongoing payment plan. If they don't have savings or a job, they are not a good fit for you. You should advise them to wait until they are financially ready and let them go. If they do have some savings that is enough for the initial deposit at least, and for ongoing payments, then move on to the next part, which is exploring the A, the authority element of our NBAT plan.
Okay, it sounds like you are a good fit for this procedure. We can definitely bring that pre-baby body back for you, and you will be a big fan of your body once again. Since this is an important decision, have you discussed it with your family members or close friends? Do you need an agreement with your spouse to do it?
If no, it is good to know that they can decide on this procedure for themselves. If they do need to discuss it with someone else, then suggest to have a call with both of them.
It would be best if I checked with my husband first.
Well, so what part of this exactly will you be speaking with your husband about? Is there anything else other than price that you need to chat about with him?
You need to listen to what they have to say and then address that objection right there.
Why don't we get your husband on the phone now, and I can give him a quick summary of everything that we've discussed.
There's nothing more powerful than getting both decision makers on the phone and hash out those objections immediately. However, if that's not an option, you need to make sure that you address every single objection with the prospect and arm them with everything that they need to go and get your point across to that partner.
No need. I'll be the main decision maker and I check with him on some final details.
Now is the time to move on to parts 6, 7, and 8, delivering value and your prescription.
Okay, well, here's what we can do to help you.
Now, explain the different options if you have any, you know, surgical, non-surgical, etc., and also the pros and cons of these options. And also mention for their situation, this is what you would recommend if she was your sister. That will build trust in your advice. Remind them that they will need to discuss this with the doctor and surgeon for their specific recommendation, but this is the best suggestion that you can give to them right now based on the information that you've gotten from this conversation. When delivering your pitch, you need to clearly mention your unique and best-selling points, and also cleverly insert responses to potential objections that a prospect could have in their mind. This will help better position you compared to any previous clinics that they may have talked to already. Now, we can move on to the temperature check and getting commitment part.
Does that sound like the type of help you're looking for? Would you like to know more of the specifics?
I provide the answer.
Okay, well, other than money, which is what we are discussing next, is there any other reason that it wouldn't make sense to go ahead and get started today?
If they raise any questions or other objections, please handle them completely before moving on to the next part, which addresses handling the pricing objection.
So it sounds like you want to get your pre-baby body back, so you don't have to worry about the excessive skin around your stomach, feel sexy once again, and be confident wearing a swimsuit on the beach.
This is a good time to reflect with their previously mentioned desires.
We can help you with that and give you multiple options to help it fit into your budget.
Okay, great.
The out-of-pocket cost for the procedure is $120 per week if you pay over a 12-month period after you pay the required 20% deposit, which works out to be around $2,000. Additionally, there is an initial consultation fee of $260 and a $500 setup fee, where we have to do the paperwork, medical examination, hospital check-in, etc. However, I have found those that are able to make quick decisions, be decisive, and take action are my best type of clients. So, for that reason, if we can get this all sorted for you on the call today, I'll waive the initial consultation of $260 and $500 setup costs off your total fee. So, you will save $760 right now. Would that work for you, Kathy? Can we go ahead and get this set up for you?
Would that work for you? Helps to close the conversation and schedule an appointment. And it's important to remember that at this moment, you want to wait and don't say anything after you've stated your price with conviction and confidence.
Does it have any interest to pay?
No, not really. We have talked to many financial companies and found the best one that can give you same-day financial approval interest-free. All for just a small setup fee of $50. Would you like to come in and have a medical consultation with Dr. ABC?
Okay, so how much it costs for the consultation?
As I mentioned earlier, the initial consultation fee is $260, but it would be complimentary if you decide to go ahead with the procedure later on, as well as the setup cost of $500. So you can save $760 if you book right now with me. Can we go ahead and get this all set up for you so you can start enjoying the benefits of this sooner rather than later?
Okay, that sounds good.
Great. Well, which day and time are you available this week for meeting with the doctor? How about Thursday?
Yes, that works.
Morning or afternoon?
Morning, please.
Terrific. How does 9 a.m. or 11 a.m.? Which one works best for you?
11 a.m. is better for me.
Okay, great. I'm pulling out our calendar and putting you in. I'll send you an appointment notice for Thursday at 11 a.m.
And now that that's locked in, we want to take it one step further and we want to add...
Awesome. I've got you all locked in for 11 a.m. on Thursday for that first consultation. Is there any reason that you wouldn't be able to make that appointment?
We're giving them one final opportunity for the prospect to stop, reflect on their decision, and to think if there is any possibility that they wouldn't be able to make that appointment. We don't want no-shows. That wastes everyone's time and energy.
Oh yeah, I have to pick up my son from preschool that morning.
Again, this question is not just about allowing them to think about it, but also so that we can really lock them in for that appointment. It's not something tentative.
Okay, sounds good. Is noon on Thursday okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you.
To make sure that we lock in our doctor's surgeon's time for you, we need to get a $100 deposit from you, which we will deduct from the procedure fee afterwards. Please keep in mind that this is a medical consultation where the surgeon will go through your medical history and examine your body carefully. Unlike other free consultation marketing gimmicks used by other clinics, where the surgeon just has a general talk with you instead of having a proper examination.
We recommend that even if you offer a complimentary consultation, it is best to collect a deposit to make sure that they show up and not waste the doctor's time. This is when your online booking application comes in handy, as it can also send reminders one day, 1 hour, and 10 minutes before the appointment to make sure that they don't forget to show up.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, great. We take Visa, MasterCard, or Amex. Which card would you like to use today?
Collect their details and boom, you've converted your prospect. Congratulations.